Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If two men get married, which one takes the other's name? What happens when they get divorced? Does one get his old name back? If you're like me, the question probably gives you a headache, but unfortunately, it's the kind of headache our legislators have to deal with. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing on a bill that would remove specific references to a wife's maiden name being restored in the event of a divorce, and then replace them with language that would accommodate marriages where both spouses are of the same sex. This is just one more unforeseen consequence of the decision by a single judge to change the laws of Montana without the people's consent. Ever since the ruling, our government has roiled with consequences for which no one planned. These stretch from county clerks who have to ask for religious exemptions so they're not forced by their job to violate their beliefs, to justices of the peace being forced to choose between obeying the state constitution or following what one judge says, and now to legislators required to spend time on whether the law should say maiden name or former name. All of which gives us yet another example of why it's better when laws are changed by the people, not by judicial fiat. If Montana had recognized same-sex marriage by a vote of the people, or by the people's elected representatives, they could have crafted the legislation to deal with all of these unforeseen consequences. If the change to same-sex marriage had been made through the democratic process rather than by autocratic means, we might have used the lengthy public debate to better prepare for all the changes that would be required. When judges make law by usurping the role of the legislature, they generally do a bad job. Their branch of government was never created to make law. When activist judges legislate from the bench, they often make messes that legislators must clean up for years to come. And because the original decision had no democratic consensus behind it, the debates over the fixes are that much more contentious. America is founded on the principle that government power can only be just when it comes from the consent of the governed. And in Montana, the people voted by nearly 70% to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. When we ignore that, when our government makes decisions without the consent of the governed, the system doesn't work as well. Unintended consequences crop up, new problems have to be solved, and we have the legislature dealing with questions about who takes whose name when two men get married. I won't say the legislators wasted their time dealing with this bill. Far from it. The court made the mess, and someone has to clean it up. I commend our legislators. At least they are living by the separation of powers. But although they did right in considering the bill, I don't believe they should pass it. Marriage is between one man and one woman. That's how the people of Montana voted. This is the will of the people that the legislators serve. Just because one unelected judge said that marriage is not what the people say it is, does not mean that our elected representatives should do likewise. Legislators are elected by the people. They should support the definition of marriage that the people of Montana support. That means keeping marriage between one man and one woman. And that means we don't change the law to accommodate one man taking another man's name. We're going to see a lot of that this session as legislators try to adopt the court-mandated changes of how we view marriage. As they do, I hope they'll never forget that they're ultimately servants of the people and they should listen to the will of the people as voted. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.